This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Police in Colorado Springs shot and killed a man yesterday east of downtown. The Gazette reports the suspect was wanted for attempted murder in Mississippi. Police made contact with the man, who then allegedly fired at officers. During a pursuit, at least one returned fire. The suspect died on the scene. Soon, more Colorado school children will be driven to school in low-emissions buses. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Four school districts in the state won federal money to replace old diesel school buses with newer low-emission buses. The $500,000 award will fund 27 clean school buses to reduce particulates, nitrogen oxide, and other harmful pollutants. School districts are allowed to purchase cleaner-burning diesel, gas, propane, compressed natural gas, or electric buses. In the coming weeks, the Environmental Protection Agency plans to announce a new $5 billion clean school bus program to replace even more existing school buses with low or zero emission school buses. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The federal government is giving Denver's transit agency another $53 million in pandemic relief money. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The boost will help the regional transportation district run its buses and trains more often and in more places. RTD has been running only about 70% of its pre-pandemic service in recent years. Now, the extra federal bump will help RTD get that figure up to about 85%. RTD will need to staff up before that can happen, though. It is close to finalizing a new contract that could mean big raises for frontline workers, including drivers and mechanics. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
This is CPR and KRCC.